On this day, August 16th, 1898, the loop is patented, making every kid's summer more awesome, including my summer of 1984. I'll tell you about it. Let's get started. One of my favorite memories as a teenager growing up in the 80s was going to Great America Amusement Park in Northern Illinois. Now, my two favorite rides were the American Eagle and the Demon roller coasters. I loved them. Now, they're still operating today. This is, 30 years later, they're still in operation. Now, if you are ever in Northern Illinois, just south of Wisconsin border, you can see the Eagle right off the I-94, just south of the Grand Avenue exit. It's a giant roller coaster built on a structure of thousands of white wood beams. Very unique, and it's quite a sight. Now, every Halloween, there's a giant spider mounted to its side. You can see it as you're driving by, for their Fright Night that they have there during the Halloween season. Well, I remember as a kid waiting in line for 2 hours just for a 60-second ride. We'd stand there in anticipation. No, just can't wait to get on that ride. We'd watch each ride take off knowing that we were that many people closer to our turn. We'd stand there, we'd talk, we'd laugh, we'd hear the music blast over the loudspeaker and the smells of the amusement park food wafting through the air at the time. I'll never forget it. And every time I hear the song by Steve Perry called Oh Sherry, I'm taken back to the summer of 84 when I first heard that song over the American Eagle loudspeaker system. That's the first time I hear it. Now, every time I hear that song from Steve Perry, I'm taken back to that day. Now, I have friends who are around my age who love roller coasters so much they travel the country to visit amusement parks with the best rides. That's right, I'm calling you out, Tim and Rebecca Bergner, and I love you for it. Well, it was on this day, August 16th, 1898, the loop was patented by Edwin Prescott. Now, the patent reads this way: Be it known that I, Edwin Prescott, of Arlington, County of Middlesex, and State of Massachusetts, have invented an improvement in roller coasters. And he says this invention has for its object the production of a novel roller coaster or railway, chiefly for purposes of pleasure. Well, I'll tell you what, he certainly accomplished his goal when he says, chiefly for the purposes of pleasure, how much we've enjoyed those rides. He made the common roller coaster even better with the loops. Well, then he got a little technical, describing how the tracks are laid and a car moves along them, becoming inverted in a loop. And he describes how it's possible for a car to be inverted, saying this: But due to centrifugal action, the contents of the car remain securely in place and the ear follows the track. Now, that last line about the centrifugal action is why Prescott called it the centrifugal railway. And I don't know about you, but I prefer the American Eagle and the Demon personally. Now, notice how brains and joy can't be separated. It took scientific studies to be able to build safe rides for us to enjoy. So to enjoy amusement, which means not to think, one must first muse. That means to think. So amusement means not to think, but it requires musing beforehand. Well, back in the summer of 1984, I wasn't thinking about phrases like centrifugal action. I was too busy anxiously waiting in line while listening to Steve Perry and laughing with my friends. But one thing I know for sure, I couldn't have enjoyed the summer of 1984 without centrifugal action. The loop was first enjoyed on Coney Island in New York in 1901, becoming the first looping roller coaster in North America. And the first looping roller coaster I ever rode on was the Demon at Great America. And boy, oh boy, did I love it. It was on this day, August 16th, 1898, the loop was patented by Edwin Prescott. And I'll tell you what, all this reminiscing has made me want to honor Edwin's memory by reliving my summer of 1984. It's time for a day trip to Great America. Who's with me?